Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Superintendent Steve Carlson, who is the superintendent of our Carbon School District, and he's been here among us for 6 years. I've wanted to visit with him because from a business point of view, the school district is the largest employer in our area. They have, with teachers and other licensed people and the support staff, over 700 people. That's a major impact on our most important asset. Thank you, Superintendent, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
Well, thank you, DeLynn. I'm delighted to be with you and share some of the things that we're doing at Carbon School District today.
Well, how are you doing with all of our kids?
Well, you know, I think we're doing quite well. As you said, I've been here 6 years, and I've been able to get to know, you know, the district and some of the unique things about Carbon School District and some of the great things that we're doing. And I'd just like to report that I think we have a great group of teachers who work very hard, who try to take and learn everything we can that we offer them, you know, in the training to better their ability to teach students and better their ability to learn how to assess the students to determine their needs, and then also teaching them how to intervene when they haven't learned. And so I just want to compliment our teaching staff and our wonderful principals who work with that group of people who just really get in and make it happen, because it's in the student-teacher relationship level is where really education takes place. My level's more, you know, it's all bureaucratic and taking care of this and taking care of that, but true education happens in the classroom.
Is the teaching in the classroom improving? That's the bottom line that we're all interested in.
You bet. But one of the things, you know, and it's been a several-year evolution, and it's been something that's different than when you and I went to class, certainly, Lynn. Back in those days, the teacher was basically given the textbook and sent to their classroom and said, take care of business and get through the textbook and don't send your kids to the office. Now, we work extremely hard on the teachers, you know, especially in our elementaries. Let's say there's three or four third grade teachers. They work in a group called the Professional Learning Community, and they work very hard to work with one another to prepare the same types of lessons, to prepare the same types of small assessments. They'll teach for 2 or 3 days, give a really small assessment, like a 7 or 8 question assessment. Then they'll come back together and they'll compare their scores of their students and see which teacher did the best, and if they did really well in this section, why did that teacher do so well? And then the other 2 or 3 teachers get to learn from them. And we found that this working in this collaborative environment really has helped improve our ability to help students learn. Back in when I was a teacher 20-something years ago, it was more about teaching, teaching, teaching. Now it's about learning. Are the kids learning? It really doesn't matter what the teacher does in the classroom unless the kids are learning. And so I believe our teachers are getting better. I think the teachers are better right now, and education is better right now than it's ever been, even though there's this, you know, general cloud out there that public education isn't as good as it used to be. I contend that it's actually better, and we're teaching kids much deeper knowledge and much, much deeper than we've ever taught them before.
So as a result of this, you mentioned the SAGE scores. They're actually improving?
Yes, in the last 2 or 3 years, SAGE has been around for, this spring? We're in the middle of SAGE testing right now. I believe this is the third official SAGE test. And so from the first 2 years, we've had a steady increase in the amount of proficiency. There's two factors in SAGE. Proficiency means that out of a 4-point scale that you got a 3 or a 4, and that's considered proficient, that gets to count. If the student gets a 1 or a 2, then they didn't count. But within that proficiency, there's a growth factor, and all students are measured at the beginning of the year. And if they can, you know, in the third grade level, forever, it's a 300 score. They start at 340 at the beginning of the year, and by the end of the year, if they can gain 40 points, that's considered 1 year's growth. And that's really all that we can ask a teacher to do, because we can't control the student in our classroom, their previous knowledge. But if we can help them grow at least 40 points, then that teacher's really done their job. Now, some of the great teachers that really make a connection can get a kid to grow 60, 70, 80, 100 points. And then some rare cases, we've got a few teachers that help kids grow 150 points. And so that's some of the things that are measured in that SAGE test. It's not just did they get the information right. It's how much they grew from the previous year, how much they grew compared to their peers of their like demographics and those types of things. It's really quite a good measure of what the students know.
That's great. Tell our listeners that we are listening to Superintendent Steve Carlson from the Carbon School District on Castle Country Focus. Now, computers are a way of life and an important part. Tell our listeners the computer status of the various grades.
Well, we're proud to say that, you know, our Carbon School District Board of Education has been incredibly supportive, and probably even more than supportive, they've been very helpful and very, I don't know what the word is. I mean, they just flat said, look, we have enough money in our capital outlay program that we can purchase one-to-one devices for all the kids. And so we started, I believe it was in 2014, in the middle of the year, we had a pilot with Helper Middle School, and they got one-to-one devices. We worked through some kinks during January to May, worked out well enough that in the fall of 2015, we put one-to-one devices in the hands of every kid at Carbon High School, and then in November of 2015, we put one-to-one devices in every kid in Mont Harmon. So the 2015-2016 school year, all of the kids in our secondary schools had one-to-one devices.
And they
next year they
can take them home, I understand.
They can take them home. And, you know, it's internet-based and assignments and all that type of thing.
Okay.
Then the next year we actually got carts, and all of the fifth grade had have them just to keep at school. Then the next year was fourth grade, and in next school year, the 2017-2018 year, every third grader will have a one-to-one device during the school day. The third, fourth, and fifth graders won't take them home.
Well, the district is really making sacrifice to make sure that every kid is computer literate and can work in today's world. That's really is great.
It is, thanks.
But with each of those computers and in each of the rooms, you've got to have a good teacher there. And that's becoming difficult, isn't it?
It definitely is. You know, there's a nationwide teacher shortage and also a state of Utah teacher shortage. And it's even more of a teacher shortage in rural Utah. It's just, I'm sure most people have listened to the news and heard Jordan School District, the Canyons, Granite School District. They're all have bumped their starting salaries to $40,000. We're right now at about 35 something, and we have not done negotiations yet. We're hopeful that maybe we can get it to 36, 37. And it makes it hard to recruit to rural Utah. And so many times we do the best we can to grow our own. And we also hope like crazy that people are moving into our communities, that one of the spouses might be teachers, and we've been able to fill it that way. And so it is hard right now. It's early May. And I believe right now we have four positions that are open. We've lost two or three people that have moved because of following their spouse or whatever the case might be. And so we're still short, I think, three or four teachers. We've already hired, six. And so we're still a little bit short. We're hopeful we can get those folks hired before school gets out so they have the summer to prepare. And so it's an issue. So anybody that has children, or if they have a few credits themselves, think about going back to school. There's a lot of opportunities through USU Eastern, especially in elementary ed, that they could go back and get their education. And if they have a bachelor's degree in anything, there's two programs in the state. One of them is called the Alternative Route to Licensure, the ARL program, or there's an academic pathway to teaching, the APT program. And so if you have a bachelor's degree in anything, there is a route to become a licensed teacher through those two programs.
Well, the largest business in our county sounds like it's doing a great job in increasing the almighty test scores and providing our kids with computers, even down to the third grade. But you need teachers to do that. So
sure do. It's still the teacher in the classroom, regardless of any of the other, you know, devices or books or computers or anything else. It's still the teacher in the classroom that makes it happen.
Well, I suspect you have some part of making it happen. Thank you for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for having me.